Parshas Hazinu Shabashuva begins Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera Kisisma Ha'aretzim Refri. So Rashi learns Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera means that Hashem wants that the Shamayim Va'aretz are going to be the Eidim. Shani Masra Behem B'Yisrael V'tuyu Eidim Badover Shekach Amarti Lehem Shatem Tuyu Eidim. You should be Eidim that I'm warning Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah, etc. And Hazinu Hashamayim Va'aretz is your Eidim, and the Rashi continues later. And if they keep the Torah, then you'll produce, you are the witnesses, so then you'll know to produce good for them. And if not, Atzaras Hashamayim, etc. So the Shamayim Va'aretz are Eidim. If you look at the Archaim HaKadosh on page 2, he says another pshat in Shamayim Va'aretz. Onus Kavin Ladova im Hadrokos Hanimtsoim B'Yisrael. Hadrokos means the different levels in Klal Yisrael. There are people on a higher level, people on a lower level. So the Shamayim are the people on the highest level. Echad hem gedoleim v'rosheim. And Beis is Hema Hamon Ha'am. She'ein lehem Shem Ba'am. Bikina l'gdol m'shem Shamayim, Shem b'madrei gedola, v'gdimam. Shamayim are the people on the higher level. V'dibro lehem b'tzivoy Hazinu Hashamayim. V'chak ha'omar v'tishmo ha'oretz perish me'atzman v'shomu ha'omon etc. So Shamayim v'oretz are different people in Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to put this Arachayim together with the Rashi and say, as we say, just like Shamayim v'oretz, Rashi learns are the Eidim, so the Eidim of how we're acting. However, there's Shamayim Va'aretz also, the way Or HaChaim HaKadosh is explaining, is referring to Klal Yisrael themselves. He's referring to Klal Yisrael themselves. And we know the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, I believe, Atem Eidai Nu'um Hashem, that Klal Yisrael are the Eidim. What does that mean? That we, here that pasuk is on page 19, Atem the Eidai Nu'um Hashem. We are Eidim. In other words, we represent God in this world. We're the Eidim. So the way we act, we're representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that's our tafkid in this world, to make sure that we are proper Eidim. And by being proper Eidim, we have to be proper people. So if we're proper people, we're proper Eidim. Now how so? Now it's not necessarily that we're giving testimony, but the pshat is that our being, who we are, we have to be people who are anshei emes. So that means that our outside and our inside have to be. A lot of times you can have a person who, you know, dresses the part, but inside he's not a proper person. So our goal in this world, and befrat in this tkufa of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Sukkos, is to be tocho kibara, is to be tahir libeinu lov ducha be'emes, so we can be atem eidai. And Hazinu Shamayim Va'aretz is Hashem is making the Shamayim Va'aretz, not necessarily like Rashi explained that it means the Shamayim Va'aretz literally, but it means all the different people in Klal Yisrael are going to be Eidim for Hashem. Now there is a sefer called Yisa Bracha. It's not the same sefer that you know about on the Tosfos, Yisa Bracha. And he points out, it's the Mazir to Rebbe. The Mazir to Rebbe wrote a sefer on Chumash called the Yisa Bracha. And on page 7 he writes that the beginning of Hazinu HaShamayim is a remez to the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. How so? So it begins by saying Hazinu HaShamayim V'Tishma Haaretz. That's Bria Shamayim V'Aretz. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. And then the pasuk says, Kisirim Alei Desha. L'Rameis Al Yom, fourth column, page 7. L'Rameis Al Yom Kippur. He says that, as he writes in the next column, on the fourth bottom, Sirim Laidesha Remez Al Sirim B'Yom Kippurim, Sirecha Lashem, Sirecha Lazoza. Obviously, the Pashup Shad is not referring to the goats, it's referring to the rain. And Kisirim Alaidesha, the Alaidesha is the Aliyesev, that's a Remez to Sukkos, that's the, because you make the schach out of things that grow from the ground, the desha, the esav, etc. But he points out another thing here, and that is that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Al shlosha dvarim ba'olam kayim, al adin, v'al emes, v'al shalom." Fourth column, seven, page 7, top of fourth column. Yeshlomer shlosha dvarim eila. Bizbarim b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah is din. Yom Kippur is Bir HaEmes. He says Yom Kippur is the time that we try to purify ourselves. Begeder b'tayli beinu lavdecha b'Emes. This is the time for the Pnimius. The Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. And he says an unbelievable thing. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ashrechem Yisrael, l'fi mi atem b'tarim miyater eschem." So he says from the Rebbe of Kozhmir, he says, on Yom Kippur, listen carefully, Yom Kippur we got the new luchos. Remez l'dover ki l'chol ish Yisrael b'schadesh luach libo b'yom ha-kippurim l'avodas Hashem. That just like we got new luchos, so there's a concept, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kosvei Maluach Libecha. Pasuk here on page 9, Kosvei Maluach Libecha. Kosvei, again, it's twice in Mishlei, Luach Libecha. It's the time of the Taras Halev. And if in order for us, as we're going to see in the Sfasemis later, for us to be Edim Lashem, we have to have Taras Halev. Because if we don't have Taras Halev, then we're Edim Shkarim. We're not Edim Emes. We're not Emistic. And if we want to truly be representatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should dress the part, but we should also be the part. Not just dress the part. Because of course, a Yid has to dress a certain way, but the Pnimius also has to be a certain way. And that's our Avoda. Of Yom Kippur, is what? Is Luchos Shnius, but it's the idea the Kozhner Rebbe says of Luach Libecha. And that, I think, Rabosai, is the idea that what comes right after Sukkos, what comes right after Yom Kippur is what? Is Sukkos. And what's the prime of the Dalad Minim is what? Is the Esrog. And the Esrog, the Medrash says on the last page here, is what? Is the lave. is the lev. Esrog do milalev, right? We know the famous medrash that the lulav is the shedra, the aravus is the mouth, the hadasim, the aravus the hadasim are the eyes. The whole point of this zman is Rosh Hashanah, man was created. But sometimes we were created and we don't have that lev tov anymore. The point of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, is what? To make sure that whatever lev tov we had and it got distorted, we're going to renew it and be metayer. We're going to be tocha kibaro. We're going to be sincere people. Not just people that dress the part, but are the part. And that's in that way we're going to be Edim Lashem. And I thought, al derech haremez, what do we say by the Dalet Minim? Ulekachtem lochem. So al derech hadrash, I want to say, kachta lechem means you have to take yourself and be that pre-eitz hadar, meaning you have to have that taras halev. Entirely beinu lavdecha b'emes. It's tara, but it's the ikar tara is the luchos. Luchos chadashos is also luach libechos. There's a vort in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Rav Shechter said it over. And I found that the original source from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. It says like this, the famous Mishnah. It says like this on page 11. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim. Page 11. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim alolu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. You want to show that you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, you have shlosha dvarim eichem mitalmidav shel Bilam. So if you have the Ayin Tova, the Ruach Nemucha, and the Nefesh Shvela, you're Mitalmido Shel Avraham Avinu. But if you have the Ayin Ra, then you have the Talmido Shel Bilam, Ayin Ra, Ruach Nemucha. And then the Mishnah says, Ma Bein Talmido Shel Avraham Avinu, Talmido Shel Bilam? The Talmido Shel Avraham Avinu, Ochlim Bolam Azev, and Ochlim Bolam Abba. So Rav Yitzchak Vorka said, and Rav Shechter says it's over on page 13, the Oil Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Vorka says like this. Why does the Mishnah say, Ma bei Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu le Talmidav shel Bilam Arasha? Why does the Mishnah just say, Ma bein Avraham le Bilam? Why do you have to speak about the Talmidim of Avraham? Look at the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham and the Talmidim of Bilam. Why didn't you just say, look at the difference between Bilam and Avraham? So he says, so Rav Shechter said over here in Rav Yitzchak Vorka, says like this, because it could be that Bilam and Avraham looked the same. They both dressed the part. They both had the long coat and the long, they both dressed the part. But you know what? One of them was a tzavua. It was just painted that way. It wasn't sincere. And one of them was sincere. So one of them had the Taras Halev, and one of them didn't have the Taras Halev. So how do you know? They both look the same. How do you know which one has the Taras Halev? The answer is you look at the Talmidim. Because if you have Taras Halev, the Dvarim Shayotzim and Halev Nichnosim Halev. If you see the Talmidim, and the Talmidim are proper, you can know that the Rebbe's proper. Because the Rebbe had proper Taras Halev to transmit it to the Talmidim. But if the Rebbe looks the part, but the Talmidim don't, then you could see that it wasn't real, it wasn't sincere. So look at the difference between Talmidim of Avraham and the Talmidim of Bilam. And you'll see the difference, because one of them had the Taras Halev and one of them didn't have the Taras Halev. And it's interesting, we say that the Pasuk says in Hazinu, Am Noval V'lo Chacham. Hal Shem Tigmul Uzoz Am Noval V'lo Chacham. So the famous Targum Unkelus. Amma de kabilu oraisa v'lo chakimu. Am novo v'lo chacham means they accepted the Torah, but they didn't become chachamim. So what does that mean? Am novo v'lo chacham. The kabilu oraisa, says the Targum Onkelos on page 4. The kabilu oraisa v'lo chakimu. So how do you see that in, first of all, in the Lashon Am Novel V'lo Chacham? How does Novel mean Kabilu Araisa? So there's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says that there's a Medrash on page 14. The Medrash is Sholosh Novlosei. Novelist means that something similar. Like, for example, there's Misa. What's similar to Misa? Sleep, Shena. Nevuah. What's similar to Nevuah? A Chalom, a dream. What's similar to Olam Haba? Shabbos. And what's similar to the Chochma Shalmala? The Torah. So that's what it means. Am novel is referring to the Torah, because Torah is novlos hachochma. It's me'ein the chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. Am novel, novel is from novlos hachochma, which is Torah. We accepted the Torah. V'lo chakimu. So what does that mean, v'lo chakimu? So as Rav Moshe Shapiro says, Rav Shechter likes to quote the Ramban, discusses the idea of a person that's Mishalim Ra Tachas, an ingrate. How are you treating God? He gave you so much good, and you Mishalim Ra Tachas Tova. Lo Chochem Ladaski Lenafshem Gomlu, and you didn't have enough Chochma to understand. Hashem took Meluzos. So what did you accomplish? Okay, but that's not the point. I want to speak about the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says on page 16 here, the second arrow, the Rabbi Avraham Avar novel b'maisa v'lo chacham b'leiv. So Am Novo V'lo Chacham means they accepted the Torah, V'lo Chakimu, and Eben Ezra says, Chakimu means Chachmas Halev. We know with Pasuk in Vayakel, Chachmas Halev. And that's the idea. In other words, you can accept the Torah, you can follow the mitzvahs, but you didn't have Taras Halev. You didn't purify yourself. You're doing it, but inside you don't have that goodness, that sincerity, that taras halev. The esrog is not a mehudad bik, as I wrote in the in Bei Baruch, one of the earlier volumes, that shmos, that lev tov. The esrog, you got to get a nice esrog, but at the same time you're getting a nice esrog, you have to make sure that you have a lev tov as well. And Yom Kippur is the luchas chadoshos, it's the luach libecha. And that's Avram. Bilam and Avram, they both look religious. But Avram had pnimius, that's why his Talmidim came out the way they did. And Bilam did the chitzonius, but there was no pnimius, and the Talmidim, therefore, never got transmitted. Oh. So we say, and that's what Am Novel V'lo Chacham, according to the Eben Ezra. Am Novel, we accepted the Torah, the Novelos HaChachma, V'lo Chacham, but we didn't have Chachma Salev. We didn't have that Tara Salev. And we say in the Haftorah of Hoshea, of Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Bavonecha. So you know what Chazal say in the Yalkut? Chazal say And the Sfasemis talks about this. Ad, al tikre ad, ela eid. That you have to do tshuva, says the Medrash, until Hashem can be made. The famous Rambam. Mahi yu tshuva, sheyozov achote cheto, v'yayir alav yodea talumos. You have to do such tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your inner being, that he'll can testify that you'll never sin again. Now, we mentioned last week that for the Mabit, even if you will sin, it's still something. But the ultimate tshuva, of course, is Achi Yogir Alav Yodea Talumos Shal Yoshuv L'Chet Ze'od. So the Yalkut Shimoni says that Hashem is made Banu, and you can look in the Yitav Panim. He writes that where did the Rambam get this idea? Achiyoyid alav yodeh talumos, because the Yalkut holds Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha means you have to do tshuva until aid. Al tikre ad ala aid, that Hashem is the aid, until Hashem is the aid. Hashem is our witness that we really do tshuva. However, one could say differently, and that is, the Sfasemis writes that we are the Eidim, as we said, Atem Eidai. And Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos is Sadusa. The Sfasemis says on page 24 from the Zohar that Shabbos is Eidus, because Eidus, Shabbos is the time of Taras Halev. So especially Shabbos Shuva is Taras Halev. You know, there's a famous Yerushalmi in Demai on page 26 that says usually an Am Haaretz is not Neman to say whether he was Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisus. So if you ask an Am Haaretz if he was Mafrish, you can't. He's not Neman. But you know what it says? An unbelievable Mishnah in Demai on page 26. Lokech Peres Mimisha Eno Neman Ala Maisus V'Shach Alasron. Sholo b'Shabbos, he can ask the Am Haaretz on Shabbos if he was mafresh from before. The ochel al piv, and he can trust the Am Haaretz on Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi. Says the Yerushalmi, from Chanina, Eima Shabbos alavuhu ormer emes. That even though the Am Haaretz doesn't tell the truth the whole week long, but on Shabbos he tells the truth because he has Eima Shabbos alav. One could say, based on what we just said before, that Shabbos is this man of Taras Halev, Tarli Beinu, Lavducha Be'emes. So therefore, it's the time where the Pnimius is Nitar. In fact, the Sfasemis writes in the Pasuk in Chukos, Oz Yoshir Moshe, the Shir of the Be'er. And we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos on page 29, the Be'er was created Bein HaShmoshos on right before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos. Why? Because what's a Be'er, says the Sfasemis? The Be'er, Sfasemis writes on page 32, Be'er is you dig and you find water. It's the unearthing of the Pnimius. And that's what we're... So, and the Sfasemis explains, that's what our Avodah is. We have to be an aid for Hashem. We have to be an aid for Hashem. That means we have to have Taras Halev. And that's what the Sfasemis says on page 25. Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, al tikre ad, ela eid, loshuv el zeha eidus. That we have to be roy le eidus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we need Taras Halev. And then what? Then we can be zoche for the luch hashnias of Yom Kippur. Doesn't only mean the second luchos, it means the new lave, the taras halev, the sincerity, to be the talmid of Avraham Avinu. Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Yom harishon is who? Is Avraham Avinu, the ushpazin of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu represents that person who had taras halev, that's why he's talmidim. So on Yom Rishon is when it's d'oraisa, because we learn from the taras halev of Avraham Avinu to make ourselves lekachtem lachem. pri eitz hadar. You need the taras halev. And I think Rabosai, the same pshat, we know the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, on page 33, that it's supposed to be marbe b'stokah u'maisim tovim from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So the Poshup on the Rambam, he's saying to tilt the scale. You marbe, as he says, nogu kol beis Yisrael harbos b'stokah u'maisim tovim. So the question is, why dafka t'stokah? Tshuva tefillah t'stokah, maviris, why dafka t'stokah? So I'll tell you. The famous Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Bo says the famous word, the most famous Sefer HaChinuch, and that is, he writes, how come there's so many mitzvahs regarding the Korban Pesach, so many things. Ki yadua, the last three lines on page 34, ki yadua adam, shekol adam nifal kefi pu'losof. And the famous lashon of that achrei ha'pulos nimshachim halavamos. That if you want to change your heart, you have to do actions. And if you do actions, that changes the heart. But specifically, tzedakah. You see, so that's the word. It's not only to tilt the scale. Because the avoda of the yomim d'raim is v'tah libeinu la'avdecha v'emes. Is taras halev, delkachtam lachem, that you're the priyetz hader, that your lev is a good lev, that you're a sincere person, that you care about others, that you have that lev tov. That you have that lev tov, and if you give tzedakah, that's lev tov. Because that, what does the pasuk say? By tzedakah lo sa'ame says levavcha, right? You need taras halev to give tzedakah. So you give it with a lev tov. That's what tzedakah is all about. So the reason why we marbe ma'isim tovim is not only to tilt the scale, but it's to be, you want your lev to be a lev tov, do actions of kindness. Not only things, of course, a lot of things we have to do in our life are for ourselves, but we have to do things that are not for ourselves, just to help others. I'm not saying you should spend the whole day doing what you have to do for yourself also. So that's Hazdinu HaShamayim Va'aretz. Shamayim Va'aretz is the people who are going to be Eidim for Hashem, but only Eidim for Hashem if we're Tocho Kibaro. Then we can be an aid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm Noval V'lo Chacham Dekabilo Oraisa V'lo Chakimu. According to Abba Ezer means you learn, you do the mitzvahs, but it didn't change you as a person. It didn't make you a good person. You're still selfish. You might learn a lot, but you didn't have that Panemius Halev. And that's the Ruach Halev Chadosh of Yom Kippur, which leads to Sukkos, ulakachtam lachem, that you become the pre-Eitz Hadar. You have this Lev Tov. And Shabbos Shuva is that time, because Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos is Sadusa. It's when we give Eidus on Hashem. And Shabbos is the time of Emes. Even the Amoret speaks Emes on Shabbos, because the Panemius comes out, that there's no Tocho Kavaro, that you look one way, and inside you're another way. Because Shabbos is the man of Emes. So Shabbos Shuva is that time that we begin. We begin with the Rosh Hashanah of the creation of man, and we continue to Yom Kippur of the Luach Hadasha, and then we continue to Sukkos of the pre-Eitz Hadar, and that's the progression of Tara, as we entitle it, Avodas, as Rav Moshe Shapir entitled it, Avodas Taras Halev, B'yomim Noroim. That this idea of the Taras Halev of the Yomim Noroim, it's just a lot of people are chakimu am novo v'lo chacham mikabilu oraisa. They accepted the Torah and they're even keeping the Torah v'lo chakimu, but it didn't affect their pnimius halev. And that's what we have to do. We have to become new people. Rosh Hashanah is man achidish. It's the Shreim Shmuel says it's a new chidish of who we are. Entirely beinu lavdecha be'emes. That we have to, and we do this by doing actions. Sometimes you have to do actions, you know, not always, but purely l'shem yechaver, l'shem something else, not for your own. If you're always doing something just for yourself, you're not going to get that taras halev. Sometimes you have to set aside just l'heite v'sazulas. And that's, the Rav Shimon Shkop writes in his Akdama, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only do for other people. We have to do for ourselves also. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Pshat Reb Shimon Shrub says in the Medrash. Kadoshim to you, Yachol Kamoni. You might think you should be Kadosh like Shem. Talmud Lomer Ki Kadosh Oni. Kedushosi Lamalim Kedushoschem. So Reb Shimon Shkup writes in Akdom in the Shari Yosher that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only does for others. He doesn't do anything for himself. So that we're not on that. We're not on that Madrega to only do for others. We have to do for ourselves too, but we should do something for others to get that taras halev, to be a good person, to be a good person. A lot of people, you know, are learning and this, but there's a difference. Avram and Bilam, they're both learning. They both may be dressed, as Rav Shechter said, the same. But Rav Zichron of Vorka said, but you'll see from the Talmidim, because from the Talmidim you'll know who really had the sincerity, who really had the taras halev. Because if you have taras halev, the dvarim yotzim min halev, nichnosim halev. But just min asafa v'lachutz, so you might look the part, but you won't be able to transmit it to someone else. And that, Be'ezer Hashem, is our avoda for yomim noraim. It's the avoda of this man, of not to be from those people of anovo v'lo chacham, kabilo raisa v'lo chakimu, but to be someone with taras halev. And with this, I want to wish everyone and their families Aksiva Chasima Tova. We should have a new year. Tichla Shana Vikiloseh, Tochel Shana Uvirchoseh. We should only have bracha, hatzlacha, good health, be able to learn. Because the Rambam says, if we don't have the Gashmias taken care of, then we can't properly focus on our Ruchnias. So we should have good health. We should have hatzlacha in the Gashmias, and that should lead to hatzlacha in the Ruchnias. Good health for ourselves, our families, all of Klal Yisrael, Yidden all over the world should be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zocha to aksiva v'chasima tova, shtas bracha v'hatzlocha lanu u'l'chol beis Yisrael.